Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So you are out of town on one of your many out-of-town duties. You're actually on two fairly important boards, right? And it means you got to go elsewhere in Florida many times a year?
Yeah, six times a year I have to go to different places. They never hold these things in the panhandle for some reason. I guess it's too far of a drive for Miami or something. So, but yeah, I'm in Orlando currently for the Florida Sheriff's Association.
Well, convenient Orlando.
Yeah.
So the Sheriff's Association, you're also on the Medical Examiner's Board. So, you know, overseeing both of those, which we appreciate that service. It's not always fun to have to drive all the way across the state in order to be at some administrative function, but it is something that has to be done, right?
That's it. Somebody has to do it.
You had just a follow-up. You had the incident with the SWAT team last week that we talked about while I was in Milwaukee, the shooting on the Bearcat. And just to follow up on that, all the officers are all your deputies are okay. Anybody experiencing any kind of, cause getting shot at is just not that common. I mean, you know, people might think that cause they watch cop shows that pulling your weapon, shooting your weapon, getting shot at is like an everyday. And there's a lot of officers that go through their whole careers never having to fire their weapon, right? Or never getting shot at.
Yeah. Yeah. And the majority of, cops don't ever fire their weapon on duty. Now, when you start talking SWAT, that statistic rises drastically.
Sure.
Because, of course, SWAT gets called out to the worst of the worst. So when you dial 911, you get a deputy. When a deputy has to call 911, he gets SWAT.
Yeah.
So it's they don't respond to nice situations.
No, that's an interesting way to think about it. I'd never thought about it that way. That's when the deputies are calling 911. It didn't happen in Santa Rosa County, but it was kind of a big story in North Escambia County. A couple of weeks ago, you had a family, a couple of adults riding apparently in the cab of a pickup truck, and then several kids riding in the back.
Yeah.
They went off the road. They had a wreck. You know, the kids were hurt. It was really bad. It's my understanding that minors, you're not even allowed to be without a, like, even in the back seat and or even in the open truck bed. And the only people who are allowed would be, like, over 18 and with a seatbelt. Is that right?
Yeah, and, you know, the pickup trucks, the bed is for cargo,
mm-hmm.
not human beings. And, you know, sometimes you just got to use common sense. And you never know it. And people say, you know, well, we're on private property and blah, blah. And you can do a lot on private property, true. But you roll a truck over with kids in the back and they get killed, private property or no, you can still be charged. So it's just common sense. You don't put kids in the bed of a pickup truck, for the love of God. I mean, you don't do it.
You know, and I know we live in an area, especially in the north end of both counties, where it's kind of like, well, this is the country.
Sure.
Yeah, but this is the country doesn't have to mean this is a bad decision is okay. You know, like, it's right. So, and you know, and one of the things you do driver training, and it's one of the cool courses that Santa Rosa County Sheriff provides. What I try to teach my boys is I will do anything I can to get them to drive safely, because Lord knows young kids don't make great decisions. And the thing that I tell them is, you know, here's the law. Here's what you could lose if you break the law. But let me tell you, if you do something where you're speeding and you're on your phone and you hit a pedestrian and kill him, even if you don't go to jail, which you probably will, even if you don't, you live with that for the rest of your life, and you live with them the rest of your life, and you don't want to have to live with that kind of regret. Regret avoidance is a great way to teach people how to be safe. Am I wrong?
Oh, no, you're correct 100%. And also, you know, I try to tell kids when I talk to them, I go to high schools, and, you know, I try to tell them, is any phone call or any text message worth a human being's life?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the basic way to put it. If a text message is more important than your life or the life of somebody else, then hey, pick it up. But I don't know of any text messages or phone calls that are that important that they can't wait for you to drive 5 more minutes, get where you're going, and then answer it. So,
and it's just, it's kind of our basic problem psychologically when it comes to driving, is we tend to assume the bad thing won't happen, and yet the bad things happen, and you got to think about that and prepare for that so that you can avoid them happening, right?
Yeah, and I hear a lot of kids say, well, I'm a great driver. Well, it's fine. I'm glad you're a great driver, but everybody out there is not a great driver. And you're on a road with a bunch of other people, and a lot of them aren't paying attention. So sometimes stuff happens to you. You can be a great driver, but you can still get hit. So,
and how many, how many times has my life, when I made a mistake, been saved by somebody else being better than they needed to be at that moment? You know? I mean, all the time. It is a cooperative endeavor for sure. Hey, last thing I wanted to ask you about, Sheriff, is you have a rodeo coming up in August. Is that right?
Yeah, we do. So the Star Foundation, which is the Sheriff's Office 501c3, we're trying to raise some money. So up there in Milton, East Milton, right by the Sheriff's Office, we're going to put on a two-day rodeo, and it's a PBA-sanctioned event. And it's going to be pretty exciting. We're going to have mutton busting for the kids. And, you know, of course, you can come out, watch them ride bulls and horses, and it'll be a great time.
Well, sounds good. And obviously for a good cause for the Star Foundation for helping support the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office in a non-tax-based way, which we always appreciate that. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, he is in Orlando, not on vacation, but on work for the Sheriff's Association for the state of Florida. Sheriff, as always, I appreciate the time. And, you know what? I did have one question I meant to ask you, because hang on for just a second. I forgot about this.
Sure.
John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about. Traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Perfectly succinct. You and I had a very candid conversation last week about the Secret Service and the assassination attempt on President Trump's life. Of course, Secret Service is going to be testifying today. The director is going to be testifying. And you had some very, very pointed words about the Secret Service based on your history of having been on the protective detail for Ronald Reagan for 4 years in the Air Force. You've had a week to listen, to watch, to think, to reflect, to hear the new information about all the things they were aware of going up to. Yep. Any thoughts on what we have learned? Any change of position? Anything you want to say?
No. And the sad part about all this is the Secret Service is a great organization. They really are. Their leadership needs to be restructured, obviously, because if something like this happens, it starts at the top. It's the same way if one of my deputies do something and get arrested, whatever, the buck stops with me. I'm the leader of the organization. So for this lady to get up and basically try to pawn it off and say, hey, it wasn't us. The SWAT team was supposed to have that building or whatever. It's kind of annoying, you know, not taking responsibility for that. And I think they need to get someone else to run the Secret Service. I just think she needs to go.
I will say, just as an observational matter, you know, you had made the comments about DEI hires and some of the females, and, you know, look, a real people might have misunderstood that, but like Trump is what, 6'4" or something. I mean, it takes a big person to physically protect a big person.
Well, and you know, it's and I've been called sexist for saying it, but it's not. It, you know, God endowed men with more muscle mass. We're faster. We're stronger. That's just the way God made us. It's not being sexist. And if you look at other people's protective details, people that pay for protection,
right,
these movie stars and stuff, you never see a female. It's always big guys walking next to them. Because what happens when you have that guy that's 6'5", 275 pounds, attack your person you're protecting? You can't just shoot them unless they have a gun or a knife. So you have to be able to take care of business. And that's why you see all these big guys walking next to Tom Cruise and all these other people guarding them. So it's not being sexist. It's just being practical. Now, the best person for the job is a female that can shoot great physical attributes and everything. I have no problem whatsoever putting her on a protective detail. None whatsoever. But for the leader of the Secret Service to say, we're hiring 30% women, how can you say that?
And even observationally, you had made the comment, like, he's a billionaire. I would think he'd be hiring. I watched him and his protective detail come in every day of the convention, and I never saw a woman on that detail. So,
they fixed that.
I think that changed a little bit, right?
Yeah, after he almost got killed, that changed really quickly. So, and you'll notice these guys that are protecting all these other people, you know, they're ex-SEALs, Delta Force guys that go into this business, and they're very good at what they do, and that's why they charge so much money to protect people.
Right.
But it's just, you know, I think the Secret Service needs a little restructuring. That's just all I'm saying. For this to happen and so close, 130 yards, I mean, that's just, there's no excuse. None whatsoever.
Agreed very much. So Sheriff Bob Johnson, I always appreciate the time, sir. I know you got to get back to your meeting, but thank you for joining us from Orlando. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care.